If you would, open your Bibles up with me to Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Wisdom's call. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city at the entrance, she cries aloud, "To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all of mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks for what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All of the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come and draw closer to you. We just praise you, God. We don't even know the depth of your love, your grace, and your mercy, but we seek it, and we seek you, not for our personal gain, but rather that you transform us into the people you intend us to be for your purpose, for your will, for your kingdom to come here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for this precious time together, which we get to gather together in peace, without fear, without threat of harm, whereas in many a nation, that's not so. So thank you, Lord. May our ears, eyes, hearts, and minds be open to the message you have for us today, that we may draw into a greater relationship with you. And Father, I do lift up Pastor Jim, his brother Scott, and his mom Sandy. Everything's fine back there. There's just a lot of stuff to still deal with after Pastor's dad's passing last year. So we ask you to bless them, take care of them, guide them, and show them what needs to be done. And we just thank you so much. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Oh, let's hope it works. We don't want the hard drive crashing. Installing wisdom. Please wait. For what? Wait for our hearts, minds, and ears to be open. So I pray that happens for each and every one of us today. Wisdom, what is it? According to the Collins Dictionary, the three major definitions of wisdom are the ability or the result of an ability to think and act utilizing knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. It also is accumulated knowledge, erudition, or enlightenment, and it's archaic. Wow. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? Kind of detailed. But then according to the NIV translation of the Bible, wisdom is the capacity of the mind that allows us to understand life from God's perspective. Well, that seems simple enough, right? Pretty easy. Well, how do I get wisdom? How do I get perspective? How do I get God's perspective? How do I get wisdom from God? Are you ready? Yeah, that's right. Ask him. Ask God. James tells us in his book, chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Wow. Ask him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Folks, God says, ask. James said, go ahead, ask. He'll give it to you. How many of you asked this week? You don't have to raise hands. You know, I know I did, but I had to because it's like, okay, Tuesday. Hey, can you fill in for me? Oh, okay, sure, of course. If we need wisdom, we can literally ask God. Isn't that great news? I think it is. You know, it must be important to God because the word wisdom appears 218 times in the NIV translation of the Bible. 166 times in the Old Testament. You think he was trying to say something? If you haven't read the Old Testament for a while, open the book. It's great. It's filled with all kinds of information, all kinds of encouragement to get wisdom. But don't worry. Jesus talked about it in the New Testament as well as his apostles carrying it forth 52 times at least. Now that's just the word wisdom. I'm not here to overwhelm you with numbers because they told me when I was young there would be no math as I failed math. So statistics and I don't get along. Besides which, you can do whatever you want with statistics. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, throughout the Bible, throughout God's word, wisdom, he says, seek it, get it. That's why I believe God put Proverbs 8 on my heart and why I'm sharing it with you. Just 5 months ago, after Pastor shared the message, get wisdom. I'm looking back, I'm doing all kinds of research and looking for, you know, inspiration, looking for wisdom. And I'm looking through the various sermons that Pastor has shared with us since mid-December. And lo and behold, January 8th, he said, get wisdom. Why in the world would God ask me or encourage me to share a message on wisdom? Oh, I don't know about you guys, but some of us have, you know, memory issues. And I need to be reminded. It bothered me. But here we are talking about wisdom again because God wants us to hear him. I encourage you to stay awake, those of you who have great memory and don't need to hear this, but I need to hear it. So you get to be in on the message God's giving me. I hope it helps you too. God's saying, get wisdom. Think about that. That's from God Almighty. I don't know about you, but God knows we need to be reminded again and again and again to get wisdom. What wisdom and from whom? Obviously from God, but about what? How to live an honest, loving Christian life, as we're called to do, when we surrender our lives and ask Jesus to take over our hearts. Did you know that that's what you were doing that day that you said, come into my heart, Jesus? Wow. Remember King Solomon? Wow, what a wise man he was, wasn't he? Too bad it didn't stick. At the end, it kind of went south. But in his day, as he wrote many of the chapters of Proverbs, and he's one credited for Proverbs, he wrote in chapter 1, verse 7, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. When we read in verse 18 of chapter 3, that, quote, she is the tree of life who takes hold of her. Those who hold fast to her will be blessed. That's pretty doggone exciting to me. Because when you hang on to wisdom and put it in action, we're promised that will be blessed. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get your Rolls-Royce Porsche or whatever vehicle you want. You won't get the mansion necessarily, but you're going to get more of God. And that is exciting because you know what? When we have more of God, then we get to live a greater life. Doesn't mean we won't have troubles. Doesn't mean there won't be problems. But when we are focused on Him and saying, share more with me that I may grow to be the perfect person you want me to be in the end, and to be able to share that with others. Guess what? When we share that with others, guess what happens? That's the Word of God, the gospel, going out around the world, starting right here. That's pretty exciting. It's also daunting and scaring for some of us. Okay? But you know what? While that verse was up there, Jesus said something interesting as well. And impactful. Forget interesting. It was impactful. And it still is today in the 15th chapter of the book of John. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Wow. And why? This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Isn't that what we say we want? To be more Christ-like in our life? Do you believe it? Do you know that that's what you're saying you want? Have you experienced that? I sometimes remember where I came from, and that was, it wasn't very Christ-like. How about you? I know I'm not alone, and don't lie, you're in church, okay? But how about you? And Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit is saying, come on, come to me. Do you want to look back at your old life like Lot's wife, or do you want to move closer to Jesus? You remember what happened to Lot's wife, right? I'm sure you do. Do you want to be that way? Or do you want to move closer to Jesus? Now, I know we all fall, but we can choose to get up. We can dust ourselves off and keep going and asking all the while, God, please give me your wisdom. Can't tell you how many times I've fallen short and or fallen down and had to ask God for help and wisdom. So guess what? Good news. You're not alone. There's a whole bunch of us that keep falling down and having to dust ourselves off and say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I repent. Give me your wisdom. And He does. When we do it sincerely. Remember, James said to ask for his wisdom. Paul says it in Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Some versions actually say boldly. So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's seeking His wisdom. You know, as I prepared this message more than once, it's always interesting to have to rewrite your stuff. Takes me back to school many moons ago. Some of you weren't even born yet. Gee, Wayne, you're getting old. Older than me, you are. That sounds like a Yoda statement. Older than me, you are. But it takes me back. How many times, you know, you think you got that paper written just right and you hand it, in my case, to my parents and they go, would you go and write it properly? It's like, oh man, I had to do that this week. That's not what I wanted you to say. Seek my wisdom, God said. I'm sitting there going, really? You know what? It was convicting. It was a reminder to me that what I was writing about in the very beginning was not about Him. Ask. How many of you seek the wisdom of people in your lives and on so many matters of life? That is a trick question. Here it comes. How many of you ask God for his wisdom on those matters? Oopsie. Here's a memory test. Have you ever heard Pastor Jim say to people, do you ask God what they should do, what you should do on major things in life, major purchases like buying a house, a car, getting married? Ooh, be careful there. How to better love your spouse, children, grandchildren, the neighbor next door who irritates you to no end. Well, maybe you irritate them to no end. I heard about a guy was sharing with me why people didn't like him when he was up in Alaska. His neighbors did not like him. Why not? He said, you know, I was a little confused. See, in the summertime, it's, of course, daylight almost all day. Well, he worked, got off of work, went and had a meal, went and played softball, came home, played with his kids some more, and then at midnight, he was mowing his lawn. They were a little irritated. Finally, after some time, a neighbor came up to him and said, do you know why nobody likes you here? Because you're mowing your lawn at midnight. He went, oh, sorry. Wisdom. He quit mowing his lawn at midnight. And all of a sudden, he had lots of friends in his neighborhood. You know, wisdom. You know, what's that got to do with anything? It has everything. Seek wisdom. And sometimes people have to bring it to you. Yeah. Seeking wisdom in all matters of life. You know, the list is endless. Do you think of asking God, or do you just run to people in your life who will agree with your decision or justify the actions you're going to take? I don't know about you, but I've done that a time or two. Do you think I ought to do X, Y, or Z? Because I'm pretty sure I know what their answer is going to be. Yeah, go for it, Greg, do it. What's bad is when they say, no, don't do that. But the good news is when you do that, you're already in your gut saying, I'm not sure I should do this. You affirm that I shouldn't do it, so I won't do it. But do you bother asking God? How many times do each and every one of us forget? We do need counsel from our brothers and sisters. It even says so in Scripture. Seek wise counsel. Now, key word, wise counsel. You know, so seek those people because we are human. We are the people God made us to be. And he said, I want you to be together. And I want you to help each other. Little sign out there in the back, iron sharpening iron. That's what we're called to do. But don't leave God out of the equation. We are human. It makes sense. Because sometimes people have been down the road. Sometimes people understand what it's like. And they know the pitfalls. And they know where you're going. Boy, I tell you what, if I had had a nickel for every time I didn't listen to people who saw me going down the same road they did, I'd probably have a couple more dollars. Oh, geez. Maybe it's not too late. It's never too late. If you've been all about yourself, if you've left God out of the equation, if you failed to ask him for his wisdom for you, then today's a good day to start. Would you agree? Don't leave God out of your life. Proverbs 19:20, verse 21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. It's the Lord's purpose. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not ours. It's his purpose. And in this chaotic world, which is not much different than way back during Exodus, that was chaotic. It's his purpose that prevails. He wants us to do that. Interestingly enough, just since mid-December, God has been calling us to seek his wisdom about life matters, about love, about giving, about changing our lives. Love, more love, hope, peace, joy of the Lord, keeping it real, getting wisdom. What God taught me, hope, trust, command, the list goes on. God's been saying, seek my wisdom right here through Mosaic Church, through the messages shared. How are we doing in embracing that for his kingdom, for his will to be done? So, yeah, we need to hear the message about get wisdom again. At least I do. You might think about it. Seek him by surrendering your heart, mind, and soul to his will for his purpose. Why? So that no one perishes but would have eternal life with him. Trust him. Trust God. Commit yourselves to him. Grab onto the hope he gives us of eternal life with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I don't know what that's going to look like. Nobody does. But I hear it's grand. I hear it's great. I hear it's wonderful. And Jesus said to his apostles, I will be going to make ready a room for you. Wow. Does that include a hot tub? Full service bar with whatever I want to drink? I don't know. Daily room service. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But it's going to be great because Jesus promised us that. God the Father promised us that. But in order to get there, he says, come, seek my wisdom. He gives us eternal life if we choose him. How do we do that? How do we grow in his wisdom? Read God's word, the Bible. I don't care if it's one that you carry with you everywhere, or if you grab one of these wonderful study Bibles in the back, they're free. Take one if you don't have one. There's more knowledge in here than I could ever imagine. When I was preparing for this sermon, I'm sitting here going, the cross references are overwhelming to me, but God, give me the right ones. And I pray that he did. I'm sure he did because it's his sermon, not mine. You better know that. It's his word, not mine. If you had heard mine, it was way different, and Debbie will say, yeah, it was. Because actually, I stepped out in faith as I was writing it, and I said, honey, would you be willing to listen to my message? I was a little nervous. And she said, sure. And I went, oh. And she said, well, that was nice. What's that got to do with wisdom? I went back, sat down in my office, and I prayed, and I asked for God's wisdom. And I rewrote. And I went, oh, there it isn't. Rewrote. There. No. Rewrote it. Now. Take it and share it with your wife. And she said, okay. So it's a team effort. I sought God's wisdom. My wife listened lovingly and caringly. And she said, yeah, okay, that'll work. And I praise God for his wisdom being imparted this morning. I encourage you. How do you get to know God's wisdom better? How do you go deeper in your relationship with him? Read your Bible. Learn through our adult education collegium time on Sunday mornings before service. We had a hoot again this morning. You never know what somebody's going to talk about. We discuss Exodus right now, but boy, does that come up with all kinds of stuff, right? So come to collegium, learn more. Go deeper with our Lord. Attend service like you are every Sunday, if humanly possible, when humanly possible. Learn how to better live a better life with our life group on Thursday nights, which will resume again in September. Seems that everybody has gardens, fish, hikes, camping, and other stuff to do. So we choose to wait until everybody gets back in the fall. But we continue on Wednesday night. So join us for prayer. Prayer is foundational to life. And so we have a prayer vigil on Wednesday night. Join us. Read daily devotionals. We have these in the back. Lots of them. Don't be bashful. We got tons underneath. So if you take the last one, that's okay, because it's not the last one. Trust me. All right. Read devotionals, whether it's Our Daily Bread or others. You know, dig deep, because they will help you, guide you to God's instruction. You know, bottom line is, we all need God's wisdom. He's calling each and every one of us to Him and to what He wants for each one of us in our lives, which is to honor Him, praise Him, love Him, cherish Him beyond anything we could ever imagine. Because you know what? It's going to be a great day when that day does come and He says, come home. Your room is ready. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we do come before You, and I can only thank You for Your grace, Your love, Your mercy, Your desire to perfect us, because You will not allow anything imperfect in Your kingdom. We thank You for this day. We thank You for continuing to call us to serve You, to love You, to get to know You so that we can do those things even better. It is not about rules. It's about seeking You. It's about living the life You have called us to live for Your kingdom to come here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank You for this day. We thank You for Your love. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.